Now for something a little different.
Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late.
It's not often that we just randomly throw popular music into the middle of our opening segment, but it's also not often that somebody becomes the voice of one of the schools that we follow closely. The brand new voice of East Carolina, my friend Chris Edwards. First of all, super congratulations to you. There are people in this world who work really, really hard to get where they get to, and then there's you. So you are super deserving of this. I'm thankful that you are able to come on today. So congratulations, man.
Adam, thank you so much. Appreciate the kind words. Appreciate the friendship more than the nice words. And just excited to have the chance to talk to you. And excited about what's about to come in the next couple weeks and months and years ahead.
And I know I mentioned this earlier and I tweeted about it yesterday. It comes the day after, and I don't know when this whole thing became official for you, but the announcement comes a day after that Jeff Charles was elected posthumously into the East Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, 35 years, the voice of ECU football and men's basketball. For me, he was ECU football. Every time I heard an ECU highlight, whether I was watching it on TV, I somehow heard the voice of Jeff Charles, again, who passed away earlier this year. But you've got big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's an honor and a privilege, and it's not a responsibility that I take lightly, Adam. When I was in school at ECU, Jeff was so good to me. Jeff was a mentor to me, and Jeff is always going to be the voice of the Pirates. I'm just the next guy who calls the football games, who calls the basketball games. But Jeff's always going to be the voice of the Pirates, and I've told anyone who will listen that, you know, I'm just the next guy. Jeff's always going to be there. We're going to look forward to the next chapter of ECU athletics, and I'm excited to help write the chapter and help author some of those stories, right? But Jeff's always going to be the voice of the Pirates, and I just hope I can do half the job that Jeff did for 35 years. I know it's big shoes to fill, and you know, look, it's not a position I take lightly, but I'm humbled and I'm thankful. And there's so many people that have helped to make this possible. And it's just a dream come true. You know, a kid from Garner who, since I was 5 years old, wanted to be the voice of a college football and basketball team. You know, 30 years later, here we are. It's unbelievable. Proof that dreams do come true.
You're too young, man. That's just 30 years later? Gosh.
Yeah, 35 this year.
I'm sorry, I'm pausing here. I'm just trying to process just how much older I am than all of the people that I talk with and I'm friends with. Maybe I'm just young at heart. Chris Edwards.
You're a young soul, and I'm an old soul. How about that?
That is very true. The voice of the ECU Pirates is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I mean, for people who don't know, man, you cut your teeth doing basically everything over at Duke University. Did women's basketball, did baseball. You and I worked ACC baseball tournaments together. And baseball is a big deal. You're gonna jump in and do baseball too?
You know, Scooter Rogers does a great job with ECU baseball, and I'm not gonna take that from Scooter. I might do a couple games, like digital games here or there. Still do some TV baseball here and there. But I'm not looking to change a whole lot. I'm just thankful to have the opportunity and going to miss working with Chris Pollard, who you know very well.
Gosh,
I'm going to miss working with that program.
Yeah.
And obviously Carol Lawson and what she's building with women's basketball. I'm so thankful to have spent the last 11 years at Duke, where I've got some great friendships and people who have become my family and will still be my family. It's a special place, a hard place to leave. And I wouldn't be leaving if it wasn't a special opportunity. And this is as special as they come. And I'm so thankful to so many people for just entrusting me to do all this, to do all these games and tell the stories of our student athletes and of our coaches and our teams and all their successes on and off the playing field.
Added benefit is that you and I get to talk more. And just for people to understand, we're going to be talking to Mike Houston basically every week during the course of the college football season. And that program is still on the ascent, coming
Absolutely.
Back from where they were a handful of years ago. And look, it should be a lot of fun. I know this is a dream for you. Are you going to move to Greenville, or are you going to stay rooted in Garner?
No, we're going to move to Greenville. I mean, that's important to me, is to be there, to be in the community every day, to be able to go speak to the civic organizations, to be able to see people at the grocery store and see people at dinner and be there. I mean, we want to be part of the community. I mean, we want to be in Greenville and part of what we're building at ECU. And we're going to tell the story. So I want people, when they see me in Greenville at the grocery store at dinner, say hello. Let's talk about ECU football. Let's talk about ECU baseball and soccer and softball and volleyball and all of it. Let's talk about all the Pirate athletics, because I'm just calling the football games and the basketball games, but I want to be around at soccer and volleyball and all this stuff. I mean, I want to be there to watch our teams and our student athletes succeed. That's important to me. Can't wait to get to Greenville, and I can't wait to get started. And I'm overwhelmed and humbled by all the people who have reached out today and said nice words. It feels like my wedding day all over again, Adam. It really does.
Hope your wife is not close to where you are right now.
She's but nowhere near where I'm at.
That's probably a good thing. All right, an overnight success, a dozen years in the making. Chris Edwards, the brand new voice of the East Carolina Pirates. We will be talking to you a lot coming up in the fall, my friend. Congratulations again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Adam, you're the best. Thanks for having me on, and look forward to chatting real soon.
That was awesome.